Sophia Institute Press presents Icon of Trust, Mary and the Gospels of Luke and John. Written by Father Sławomir Skredka. Read by Chris Larson. Dedicated to the Blessed Mother. Chapter 1. Why Mary and Why Trust? Whoever comes to know Jesus of Nazareth will sooner or later wish to know his mother. This should not surprise us. All of us are known not just by what we do and what we say, but also by the relationships we form. Our friendships shape us just as much as we shape them. It is in the bonds we form through time that something unique about us is being revealed, to our friends and to ourselves. Jesus' relationship with his mother is not an exception. There is something about Jesus that can be known only when we look at Mary, or, to be more exact, when we look at how she related to her son. One cannot comprehend who Jesus is and what he has come to accomplish without considering the person of Mary. As the Gospels tell us, theirs was a unique bond. Even before Jesus formed the tie of discipleship and friendship with Peter, Andrew, or John, he had established a relationship with his mother that went beyond a simple parent-child tie. As St. Luke reveals, already at 12 years old, he acted as her teacher. St. John further adds that both at the beginning of his public activity and in the final hour of his life, Jesus interacted with his mother, binding her to his own mission. Finally, she was there in the upper room with the disciples, awaiting the coming of the Holy Spirit. She, who through the Holy Spirit conceived and gave birth to Jesus, accompanied the young church on the day of Pentecost. The unique bond between Mary and Jesus attests to her unique role in his life and in the lives of his disciples. There should be no doubt that for us to fully know Jesus, we need to learn something about his mother. How can we learn about Mary? There are many excellent writings about the Mother of God. Many popes, saints, theologians, and mystics have spoken about her. There is a wealth of reflections on the Blessed Mother contained in the Church's liturgical texts. Then there are countless anonymous hymns and poems that describe the Mother of God, not to mention the works of Christian art. Still, it is the sacred scripture, the inspired Word of God, that deserves our primary and prayerful attention. Thus, in the pages to follow, we shall converse with biblical authors, particularly with the evangelists Luke and John. We intend to hear their stories about the Mother of God. Naturally, we wish to hear them while being attuned to the living tradition of the Church, within which the Gospels of Luke and John have been studiously read and elucidated. What shall we learn about Mary? Out of many valuable lessons that could be drawn from the Gospels of Luke and John, we shall focus on the lesson about Mary's trust in God. I believe that in the infancy narrative of Luke 1 through 2, and then in the Johannine scenes of the wedding at Cana and the Testament from the cross, Mary appears as the mother of trust. She is the one who, by saying, "Let it be to me according to your word," Luke 1:38, places her complete trust in God. She then, at the wedding in Cana, moves us to trustful obedience to Jesus. "Do whatever he tells you," she says, John 2:5. In the end, it is Jesus who entrusts her to us in the person of the beloved disciple. "Behold your mother," he says to John, so that now, in communion of life with her, we can receive the fruits of Jesus' salvific death. Entrusted to her, we can approach God with her trust. It is this lesson about Mary as the mother of trust that we shall attempt to comprehend. One could ask why it is the notion of trust and not simply of faith or obedience that constitutes the main thread of our reflection on Mary.